We have got such an exciting show planned for today with not one, but two incredible guests. So let's jump right in and give them a quick intro so that we can do what we came to do today. So first, starting off with Josh Gwynn, he is an audio producer, host, all-around creative who has worked for just about everybody. Like if I name a company, he's worked for it. Pineapple Street Media, New York Times, Netflix, Essence, Stitcher, Nike. I mean, I could just go on. I keep going on.
I just want to clarify that I'm doing this in my journalist voice because I'm saying important things. Tracy Clayton is a podcasting veteran, known for her interviews with folks like Debbie Allen and Robert Townsend, Ilhan Omar, and Raquel Willis. You may also know her from hosting little podcasts damn near everybody knows, called Another Round.
Together, Josh and Tracy host the excellent Back Issue podcast, a show that tells the stories behind formative moments in pop culture. On it, they've done everything from restore justice to the legacy of Mariah Carey's Glitter to interview the legend, Nikki Giovanni.
Yes. Back Issue was named one of the top 10 podcasts of 2020 by Time Magazine and one of the top 15 podcasts of 2020 by The Atlantic, and in a glowing profile from just last year. So you know the shit is recent. Like, the positive vibes are flowing in the ether. Sandra E. Garcia of the New York Times called Back Issue a bomb in trying times. And don't we all need that? So, Tracy, Josh, welcome to the show.
We sound impressive.
Hi.
Thank you.
I was like, who are they talking about?
Right. Hey, y'all. Thanks for having us.
Of course, thank you for joining us.
This is so exciting. Also, a balm in trying times. It just reminds me of that photo of Oprah with her hands behind her.
With that man.
That's how I feel when I hear the phrase "a balm in trying times." It's just like Oprah and Yama just holding hands.
It does feel like a very spiritual description. Mm.
I feel balmy right now.
Okay, I just want to say for the record, you two are the first other co-hosts that Eric and I have ever interviewed.
Yeah, really? Ever.
And so, in keeping with that theme, we are going to get all up in y'all's business, asking all about Back Issue, but also about what it's like for you guys to work together. Because, you know, Eric and I have some inside scoop. Y'all have some inside scoop. And we need to compare notes.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. I'm ready.
So, first of all, how did you guys meet?
My recollection states that we met for the first time when I was on Still Processing, which you were producing.
Oh my God, that actually was the first time. I would have got the story wrong because I thought I was
thinking later. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm on the show. Josh had itty bitty like baby locks then, I think, or braids. So adorable. But we actually bonded that very day over some pop culture shit. Josh, do you remember what the pop culture shit was?
I do.
Tell me what it was.
I forgot how it came up, but do you know who Dana Dane is? The rapper from the 90s?
Yeah.
So he had this song about Chester the Molester.
I don't remember that one.
Somehow it came up.
Oh, man.
And she was like, it's like that song, like, Mommy, Mommy, Please Don't Leave. Chester has something up his sleeve.
Which is the chorus. It's a terrifying song. And little kids singing it. It's awful.
And one of the little kids is my best friend, my childhood best friend. And so I was
like,
I absolutely know that song. She looked at me like I had three heads.
I was like, this makes no sense. No sense at all. So that was the first time that we ever crossed paths. And then what was next? Was it Strong Black Legends for Netflix? Yes.
I think so.
Yes. So time goes on and does what it does. And I agreed to host this show because I needed some money. And Josh is the producer. And Josh is probably like, oh my gosh, we already met. And I was like, did we? I probably didn't remember that we had already met. And then you probably reminded me of the Chester song, and I was like, oh, that's you.
Right.
And then here we are hosting a pop culture show.
Yeah, that's about it.
There's one piece of that feels familiar to Brittany and I, and it was like, I tried to play Brittany off just a little bit. Yours wasn't intentional. You were like, did we? I believe I felt in the did we that you couldn't quite hold on to it. But I was always just like, Brittany was a little loud. I was like, do we know each other? We be in the same parties, but should we know each other? The jury's out. But no, it was a good time.
Wait, I just realized that I left out a big chunk of the reason, or is this going to come up later?
It's just...
like how we got into starting
that's gonna come up later. Don't produce our show.
I'm so sorry. You're right. I don't even produce my own show, and here I come. My feet all in your couch. You're right.
But on that note, and now that we're talking, I'm curious. So, okay, so you meet or you connect. They have that initial spark talking about Dana Dane and this song, it's a fun time for that to come back around. But
wait, y'all said y'all have never heard the song?
I don't think I've heard that song.
Really? Would you like to hear the chorus?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I know we got to taste that.
That is a fun detour.
So imagine children are singing this chorus, right? It's a song about child molestation. Brittany already, oh yes. God. Head in the hands, yes. And it goes... Mommy, mommy, please go leave. Justin's got something up his sleeve. And if you're leaving, I can't sleep. Justin's gonna put his hands on me.
And there's just kids. The video is just shots of little kids in the playground on different slides and swings, and then close-ups of them mouthing these lyrics to the camera.
It is traumatizing. Yes,
it's terrifying.
Yes, I just felt like we should sit a little bit with the actual song.
And me and Tracy over here, like,
right, definitely a deep cut. So that's the significance of that initial vibe.
No, there are so many things that when you return back to, you realize I should have maybe never had this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing. I should just not have had access to. But we did. You know what? We turned out great. We all turned out great.
We turned out fine. You know,
we turned out. We're here. We are still here.
But to come back to that initial spark. Okay. So you guys, you know, you have that connection. You're working together on Strong Black Leads. When did it start to feel like it was becoming something new?
There was a couple things. One is that, like, I could just show up and work. Like, there wasn't a lot of translation that I had to do. Like, I didn't have to explain why something felt important to me or explain where something came from. Like, I'd be in the studio, like in the control room, and Tracy would be by the microphone, and I'd be like, okay, like, do this one more time, but do it like Benita Betrell from In Living Color. And she'd like, and know exactly what I was talking about. And yes, we would
this
get
is like
it
after, like, you would use like the professional term. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Let me speak your language right now.
And then I'm like, oh, you should have just said that in the first place.
Exactly. And I can't tell you what it means to like feel like you can show up and just like do the work as opposed to like having to do all that pre-work in order to like show up as yourself in a space, you know?
Yeah. And have to navigate a whole bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with the job necessarily, but just like interpersonal conflict or relation. Yeah. Just not having to worry about all the workishness of it made it feel less like work, you know?
The other thing is that, like, I wanted to do a show about like pop culture and like formative pop culture moments. Like, I have this note in my iPhone from like 2016 or something, and it says like, America's Next Top Model, like the Spice Girls, the Latin pop explosion of 1999. Like, and it has like all of these things that we've done on the show. We were coming back from a work trip in LA and we were flying back to New York and we talked the entire flight.
Like, oh, I think about that.
That's a 6-hour flight.
Yes. Exactly. And I was just like, I know these people hate us. They hate
us. It was such a good conversation. It felt so comfortable. And like, we were just like throwing memes back at each other and stuff and stories. And that's when I was like, oh, maybe we could do this show together, you know?
The whole idea about like nostalgia being something that both of you hold in such a high esteem and something also that you hold very dear, that's something that you can feel every time you listen to the show. Talk to us about the inspiration behind the show and why you guys like put it out when you did and wanted to host it together.
This show is Josh's baby. It's so interesting, but I just realized that at no point during all of these amazing conversations did I ever have the idea of me and Josh should have a podcast. It just never crossed my mind. I remember, I think, the day that you came to me with the idea for the show, and I was so mm-hmm. hyped about the title. So I was just like, yes.
Wait, when did you approach Tracy about the show?
Was it in the kitchen? At the...
I remember it in the studio.
So this was in the before times.
It was like after we had finished a recording. Yes, definitely in the before times.
If you looked at our text thread, it's just memes and like YouTube videos going back and forth. Like, especially at this time. Like,
yes.
And so, like,
voice memos of Josh singing some old ancient song that nobody else remembers, or quoting the Popeye's chicken grill.
Chicken! And so, I felt like this is a language that we already speak, like this pop culture, mm-hmm. like sort of fluency. So, like, it made perfect sense for us to do the show together.
Yeah, I think a reason why I had never thought of it, I had not hosted a show of this sort with someone since Another Round. And I knew that agreeing to do a show where, like, people would have the time to get to know us and, you know, we're going to, like, spin our own little universe because, you know, that's just what you do, you know, like, when you have a friend and you share these references, like, you have your own little language. And I'm like, that language is going to be something that's adopted by the listeners. And all of it, to me, was very reminiscent of that show, of Another Round. And I was just like, I don't know if enough of my wounds have healed. But yeah, it was a big decision for me, but it still was just like, of course you should do the show. Of course. You know, you get paid to have conversations you'd be having anyway. Girl, why not?
You brought up something that, like, I think I have definitely kind of struggled with at points, which is just like the idea of having to, like, be out front. Again, if that makes any sense, like, it was something I enjoyed, but it was also really stressful. There'll be, like, old episodes that people will remember or come back to and be like, do you remember when you said this exact sentence and, like, how you felt about it? And I'd be like, no. And so, like, that stress kind of coming, like, back to that was a lot. I'm curious what it means to, like, be out front with somebody you consider a friend.
I think that part for me was fairly easy.
I think it was harder for me than it was for you.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm definitely at a point where I'm used to oversharing and, like, people having more information than they probably wanted from me sometime. whenever I happen to be out in front with a friend of mine, we end up doing the same thing. So for me, it was just very, it was easy for me. But for Josh, I forget all the time. Like, the show is his first time in front of the microphone. I forgot that he's not used to hosting. So there would be moments of, what's the word? I don't want to say panic. I'm not trying to put all your emotions.
Like, I'll be having panic. Like, for
discomfort.
Discomfort. Yeah. About,
because it's new.
You know, yeah, the first time that somebody tweets you about the show and it's just like, oh my God, who are you? Why are you following me? Or the first time somebody says something not so great about the show. You know, like, I found myself sort of explaining and walking Josh through those moments. And in those moments, I'm just like, ugh, I forget all the time that this is your first show.
I can't tell you how great it's been to have you there and be like,
you have a tour guide.
Exactly. Walking backwards. But yeah, like, I feel like for me, it was like a lot more difficult just because I was so used to being a producer and being behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time we had a tracking session, like a recording session for a segment, and we finished and we looked at each other and she could, like, see the fact that I was like, this is what I've been asking you to do. And we had like a little reversal moment, like where I was like, whoa, this is way harder than I thought you were. Like, you know what I mean?
It's karma, she found you.
I think it helps with like the empathy, you know, like I feel like I can identify with like the things that I ask her to do or the things that I need to do in order to make the show.
Yeah. And you know what? I just realized, like, from a mental health standpoint, like, it also helps me to see how much I have grown since I started as a host, because I think I live constantly in fear of the same shit that used to fuck me up before. And I don't remember that since I've done it before, like, I'm okay. I don't have to worry about that stuff now. And so me being able to tell Josh, like, you know what? It's always going to be some white person mad about some shit that you say. You got to let it go. I'd be like, who just said that? Who said that? So that's really helpful, too. Aw, I can't wait to tell my therapist. Breakthroughs.
Nah, it's honestly, it's such a good point. Like, last week, I tried to kill probably every episode we recorded.
It was so strange. I was like, you kept being like, so we can't put this out. And when I tell you, it wasn't even like there was anything controversial. But I actually had some personal say, but it was like, Eric had these really good ideas. We did a couple episodes, and you were like, I don't know about this. Maybe we should just put this one down. I'm like, no.
I feel like you're me. Like that's I feel like that I'm that person where I'm like, okay, like here's an idea. Let's do it. And then everyone's like, oh, it sounds great. And I'm like, no, it sounds
awful. I'm like, that means it's terrible. Like, that means we should stop, right? Like, right.
That's what you're really saying. That's what you meant to say.
No. Yeah.
Wait, so I want to know, okay, because people always are asking us stuff. You know what I'm saying? Eric and I, we've been friends for a long time. This year makes 16 years we've been friends. Since about this month, 16 years.
Wow.
We've been friends. I know. And that's the intense. Way, you kind of see the way my lifestyle has declined since
Wait,
then.
Eric, you look stressed the out. Way,
just, the way I've slid downhill. but people are always asking us. They're always asking, like, what is it like to work with a friend? We were friends for almost a decade before we started working together. Yeah. And so I think that's kind of an unusual thing. A lot of people, I think, end up coming together through work, more like how you guys did. So many people are like incredulous at the idea that we could work together and stay friends. How do you guys make it work?
We live on different coasts. I feel like there is a feeling of security for me in working with Josh because we talk a lot about our insecurities and depression and our anti-anxiety medicines. And I think that we are both better at taking care of other people than we are ourselves. So with that, we stay mindful to check in with each other. You know, like, is there a way that I can make this recording easier for you? Or one of us can be like, hey, I'm just not feeling great today. Like, if I'm too quiet in this interview, can you punch it up? Or can you be the one to take the lead on this? And that's not something I would be able to do with somebody that I did not consider a friend.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't know you. I don't trust you. What if you leave me hanging in this? Yeah. You know what I mean? Or I don't like you. I'm not going to help you out in this shit. If you can't thug it out, then maybe you shouldn't be here. You know what I mean? And also just being able to trust someone enough to say, hey, I need help. And I know that you won't judge me for it. And you won't push me away or reject me. That makes working so much easier because when it's days when you just like, child, okay. I'd rather drink the entire Mississippi River with a straw than do this today.
Oh, what a vivid image.
Thank you. I just made that one up. That's not like a Southernism or anything. But yeah, it makes the day seem a little less scary when you know you got like some help through it.
I think for me, it's like there's that comfort and like being able to show up like that I mentioned before, but I think the ability to like check in regularly and to be like an active ongoing conversation because things change, like your needs change, and to be able to like share that with someone and also like not take boundaries personal, you know?
Yes.
I feel like those are like really big keys to like being able to work with your friend.
The way you put it also just sounds like the things we should be doing kind of like naturally to support our friend. Like one of the things I often like realize is like, and you know, it's sad that I'm at this place because, you know, I'm old, but a lot of the like structure that is naturally actually built into Brittany and I's friendship from the work part like supports the friend part in this really, really interesting way where like we have to regularly communicate about boundaries and feelings and where we're at. And like, I've noticed that like, yeah, it just, it serves as kind of an interesting prop. I mean, obviously I I just need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. as a human, you need that, like, interaction from your friends. But it's so interesting to have it kind of in this context, because it makes, yeah, it almost makes it, like, I feel very thankful that I get to steal that part of it at the yeah. same time that it supports the work.
Mm. That makes sense.
I wonder if there's something inherent about this medium that we all work in, right? Because in order to tell a story or to get an emotional story out of somebody that you're interviewing, you have to have a level of emotional intelligence and you have to be able to communicate well. So maybe we all just hit the lotto.
The sweet spot, I'll take that. What's funny about this is we even disagreed on coming back to it. I remember it as we disagreed. But like Brittany and I, we agree on a surprising amount of yeah. pop culture. I thought our hard line, for what it's worth, was Bay Bay's Kids. But, you know, Brittany remembers that differently.
No, I would have done an episode about Bay Bay's Kids. I just didn't see, like, you had a framing in your mind that wasn't making it to my ear.
It was very specific. Mm. I also even don't know that I ever communicated it. But I remember, no, like...
Because you did not.
of like... arguments that we've had, we actually don't have that many that like get real, but I remember, especially as it relates to the show, but I would always come back to like, you never let me make a Bay Bay's Kids episode. And Brittany was like, that actually did not happen. No, like that at
it
all.
It did not. So, you can make one. We'll make one this year just for you, because that's we're going to do that.
Thank you. Thanks, homie. But I'm curious.
We don't
like,
die, we multiply.
Exactly. We multiply episodes. But podcast joke. But no, I'm curious, like, is there a pop culture thing that you vehemently disagree on?
Surely there must be. You have so many bad opinions.
You know what?
I would have said glitter had we not done the glitter
Shots
episode.
Hurt. Don't.
Now my
we
feelings.
We don't do Mariah Slander.
Not here.
I feel like that is a really good test case, because usually Tracy's gut reaction is just to be like, you're wrong. Like, this is bad.
I'm a
Taurus. And then I'm like, no, wait, give it a chance. Let me explain why you need to like this thing. And she's like, she watches it and she's like, I get your point. I understand. Like, that
I won't say
is
you're right.
How they go.
I just say I understand the stance that you have taken.
Which means that you're right. So I get it.
Potato potato.
I feel like that's the route that most of our arguments go.
I'm not prepared to agree with you in front of
him. See? See, that was the no. That was the no. And then what I would do is I would be like, okay, like, let me give you this example, and this example. And she'll say, I understand.
Is there like an area where one of you really cares and the other person really doesn't? Like, I would say for me, that is superheroes and like nearly all cartoons.
I feel like,
oh,
is it Martin?
What is it, Martin? What are you trying to say?
That I don't think that Martin aged well or was like the best show from that period.
So it's Martin. So I can see on Tracy's face. It's Martin.
I was 100% way more team Living Single.
I mean, that's fine, but you just don't just cuss it out in the process. You don't have to disrespect it like that.
He's always throwing somebody out of his house. Like, what
it's
is your problem,
house.
Sir?
You know how he is. You know he's going to throw your ass out at some point. They weighed the risks and they, okay, wow.
Wow,
okay,
our intention was not to bring the end of Back Issue Podcast.
Good job, all right? Great job, Brittany and Eric.
In my mind, Eric and I are like BB and CeCe Winans. You know what I'm saying? Just very strong and capable on our own. But unstoppable together. You know, y'all remember the song Movement by Myself?
Absolutely.
Force when we're together. Summer 2007, I believe, had every city in a chokehold. But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's a good sort of, and also they're siblings too. So I'm like, that also feels like to me very like analogous to our relationship. But I wonder, is there like a duo out there that you two look for inspiration in your relationship?
So we have been stressing about this question, actually. Because we... Josh was like, wait, who are we most like? And I was like, I don't know. I was about to ask you, what are we going to do? Speaking of Living Single, you just said this, so it'll make it pop in my brain.
Mm.
I think maybe Khadijah and Sinclair.
Who is who?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be Sinclair, I do believe. And I think you, Josh, are a little more business-minded. You know, you got the producer brain thing going on, and I'm just throwing rose petals around. And
because Khadijah don't need you. Yo, her fits on that show, they were so good.
Amazing. And Khadijah's hair. Oh, Khadijah's hair. The and latest her men. Of late. Oh, my gosh.
Can we I like an this. I Have like this. We need to. We need okay. to. We need I to. Like this.
Josh, but do you identify as a Khadijah?
I do kind of identify as a Khadijah. Mm. I'm trying to think of who, what other couple. The thing that this question made me think of was we did this episode on In Living Color. Mm. And Tommy Davidson, we interviewed Tommy Davidson, and he called us Ashford and Simpson, and Tracy was like, which is which? And he was like, I'll let y'all figure it out. And I just thought it was so funny.
The first couple that I thought of, I'm going to say with a disclaimer, okay. maybe, or maybe just a message Lord. To Josh, because I feel like the response could okay. be a shady one. But the first thing I thought, and not so much their characters of Gina and Pamela Martin, but Tashina Arnold.
I love it. I actually love it.
Tisha Campbell, who is who? Pardon me.
I actually love it.
Right, Josh, who is who?
You, Tisha. And I'm Tashina.
I knew you was going to
That's the shade part.
Black butterfly. I'm still here.
Still here.
You're still here.
Still here.
Josh trolled me with so many it's T-shirt names for so long. And I was like, it's the journey. That's the thing.
But I love like, them.
You know what? I will be Tisha.
I love that Tisha, they worked yes. together so long.
I saw a picture of
them. Oh my God, I saw that picture too.
From Little Shop of mm-hmm. Horrors.
I love that they've worked together this them. Long. And they're just like, their chemistry, like you, what you said, Brittany, like to mm-hmm. apart, like they are great. But together... Mm. They can host the BET Awards. Like, you know what I mean?
So, okay, so we got to learn about Josh and Tracy and your iconic duo. And considering, you know, it feels rare to have another iconic duo in the house.
Yep.
We wanted to take this occasion to see how well we all really know each other. So we're going to play a game. We're going to play the Newlywed Game. And to do that, you know, we have joining us today our esteemed EP, Camille Stanley.
Yay!
Who, she will be facilitating our game today. And so basically, here's how it's going to go. All right. There are three rounds of questions. First round with increasing points. So first round is worth 1 point. Second round is worth 2 points. Third round is worth 3 points. Camille will read each question, and each team, let's say, you know, team Back Issue, team for Colored Nerds, will have 30 seconds to write your answer. Now, look, similar to Spades, if you know that game, if you don't, it's okay. You can speak, but there is no deliberation.
Talking over the board.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, we listening. Okay. Be careful.
Okay.
And so, okay. At the end of our 30 seconds, Camille will let us know. We will hold up our answers. The two answers should be the same. But if for some reason there are things that are on the line, if there is any confusion, Camille will be deciding who gets the point. And you don't want it with her. So let's not go there.
Yeah.
I'll usually be the spicy one in a game, so I will remember that as well.
You are
All
the
right.
spicy one in the game.
Okay.
Yes. So I will try to take my own advice. All right. So are you all ready for round one to begin?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Born ready. Let's go.
Okay, so round one. Ready?
Yes.
This is for Team for Colored Nerds.
Okay.
What is Eric's favorite Beyonce song?
Mm.
And for Team Back Issue, what is Tracy's favorite Beyonce song? And I will tell you the 30 seconds begins now.
I don't know if I'm going to get this right. I'm already, my hands
yeah,
are sweaty.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get this right.
My hands are sweaty.
And so the thing I also say, this does not help, but it changed last year.
You told me that it changed last year. I have two options on my mind. And one of them, I think,
Ten
could
seconds.
Be the new one.
10 seconds. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, Josh, I don't know, friend.
You got this. Just right. Oh.
Okay, pins down. Just right.
All right.
Pins down.
Pins down.
Let me see.
I think I got pins mine wrong. And I'm gonna change it.
That's the hottest game works.
Yeah.
I know. I haven't raised it yet.
Okay.
Josh, we're gonna be wrong together. It's okay.
Let me see. Let me see answers. So I'm gonna go in reverse. So for back issue, Tracy said, "Get me bodied."
That makes so much sense.
Josh,
that makes I think
so
said, "Get me bodied." Oh,
this is
Countdown's number two, though.
Oh, is
you
it?
You need half a point for that.
You couldn't see either. You're like, I think it says, "Get me bodied." I can see that.
Like, that's what I thought.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Team for colored nerds.
My answer is
Eric.
Love on top.
And Brittany says all night.
I said all night. I knew, I will say.
Oh, what a song.
I knew it was going to be a love song. I have a question. Was the previous song Me, Myself, and I?
No. But.
That is a lot of black men's favorite Beyonce songs.
I did love that song.
Yeah.
Purely. Like, I thought that song was so good. I liked the video. I was into it. That was actually one of the earliest songs. Like, I was into Beyonce, but it wasn't, like, until around this time where I was like, oh, no. Like, I get it now.
Okay, that's how you're going to put it.
Yeah. You said that's how I'm going to put it?
Round one.
That's how you put it.
Round one.
Okay. Diplomatic.
Nobody gets a point.
Okay. All right, so no points.
No points. Oh. So y'all tied.
Okay.
Y'all tied. Round two. Four for colored nerds. If Brittany died and was to come back to life as an animal, what animal would she be?
I'm gonna write this on regular.
And for back issue, if Josh died and was to come back to life as an animal, what would it be? You guys both have 30 seconds.
I'm not a big animal person.
If we had this
person,
reversed, I would know what it was.
I'm not a big animal person.
I know, right?
I only ever talk respectfully about one.
I actually feel like I got this. I think I got this.
I'm curious.
I feel like me and Tracy's answers are good, like, are totally different to this question.
Pins
right?
down?
I feel like one of the things about this game is you got to start writing real quick.
Yes.
Brittany and Eric, let me see your answers.
I said a... Oh... You have
Brittany
never talked about
Brittany says she would come back. Brittany says
dolphin?
She would come back as a dolphin. Eric says.
What did you say?
I said a black cat. You always are like trying
I don't
to
like
be
cat.
A
black cat.
You
don't
always
like cat. I will say.
Dang,
I am a Scorpio.
Like
that
cat.
Is actually a reasonable answer. I think that might be in line with me spiritually. But I did a school project on dolphins when I was in second grade. I learned a lot about them. They are smarter than humans. They're one of the few animals that actually play and have sex for fun, just like humans do. And they can kill sharks with their, specifically bottlenose dolphins. They can kill sharks with their noses. And that
just
is why
the
they are my favorite animal. And if I had to come back, plus I love to swim. I love the ocean. So I would love to be a dolphin, a smart, sexy animal that can defend itself and swim all the
so
time.
So I just want to say, as Brittany mentioned earlier, as of this taping, we've been friends 16 years. And I have never in my life heard you say any of those things to me at all.
That's because you don't listen. I know for a fact I brought this up at work several times. You don't listen. That's all I have to say. It's just because you don't listen. That's it. That's all I got.
That wasn't even
Sorry.
What I even thought I was confident in the number two. I was going to be like, oh, if it's not this, it's a tiger or like a
leopard.
You
know I'm allergic to cats.
No, I mean.
I'm like allergic to them.
You live in leopard print.
Are there cats that are allergic
anyway,
to cats?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm allergic.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no. Josh and Tracy.
Oh, dear. Okay, I at least have a good reason.
We won!
I love whales.
That's the same answer.
Yeah. And that's why I explained
it. Yes, that's
exactly
how I knew what it was going to be.
I love whales.
Wow.
It's the only reason. I don't know what kind of
I
want to
be a whale.
Likes. He likes Beyonce. Beyonce likes whales. There you go. Joshua likes whales.
That is.
All right. All right. So,
go ahead, all
right. So the total right now is Team for Color Nerds 0, Team Back Issue 2.
Woo! Is it a zero or is it a circle representing the never, our never ending chain of friendship?
It's a zero.
Is that a zero?
Or it's a zero.
Okay. But you know what? This last round is for 3 points. So I feel okay. Like we can do it. We could do it. And hopefully y'all can.
I don't know.
Okay. Third question, final question. Let's say that Eric chose dinner with Jay-Z over $500,000. What single question is Eric asking Jay-Z? And
these
Josh and Tracy,
phenomenal questions.
Let's say Tracy chose dinner with Jay-Z over $500,000. What single question is she asking him? 15 seconds.
I feel like I don't know what you would ask him, but I'm putting what I would ask him, and I feel like that, hopefully it's the same thing.
I wrote down what you would ask him, but I also wrote down what
strong
I would
logic.
Ask him.
All right.
Okay.
Are we pins down?
All right, we are pins down. Mm. Final answers. Let's start with Josh and Tracy. What is the question that Tracy would ask Jay-Z?
So
these
close.
Could be the same. These
okay,
could be
so
the same
so
thing.
Okay. Read your sentences. Yeah, let's.
What did you write?
I said, what happened in the elevator?
And Tracy, what did you write?
I wrote, why would you cheat on Beyonce? I'm emotional, you know? Like,
to be fair, that's what I would ask.
When you vent to your homegirls about your man, then your homegirls hate your man. Then you turn around like, oh, we back together again. Okay, y'all back together, but me and him not back together.
That question is unanswerable.
You know?
This is actual practical information.
I know, man.
What happened in the elevator?
You're right.
Where is the audio feed?
You're absolutely right.
What did Solange say?
You're right. And again, you're the practical one. I'm the one who's like, my feelings are still hurt. I'm going up at this table.
I just feel like there's no satisfying answer to that question. Why would you cheat on Beyonce?
It's not about the answer. It's about me feeling
right,
better.
So Camille, okay. we need a judge's ruling.
That is kind of close.
Is that right?
That's kind of close.
I feel like it's the same thing.
Yeah,
that's close, but not close enough.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna get
I feel like
I'm
we
not.
Should get half a point or something.
Okay, so then like 1 point.
Half of the amount.
Or like a point and a half. It's worth three.
that maybe raises the bar.
Right, it's cool.
On like whether or not this is gonna line. I'm actually very curious if this is gonna line. But I said,
oh my God.
I said, why you do Beyonce like that?
Why did you cheat?
Okay.
I feel like this.
Yeah, I think you know what. With those, that's more aligned. That's more aligned.
Wow.
That's
you know what. I don't know.
I almost thought you wouldn't ask. I was like, I don't know. I was like, maybe Eric will ask him. You know, because now you're trying to get people to make cocktails. I'm like, maybe Eric would ask him if he'd ever consider. You know, I was thinking practically. I was like, you know, maybe Eric would ask him, has he ever considered making a podcast? Does he want to work at Stitcher? Has he thought about, you know?
It would be about credit. Nobody would want to listen to that.
Ask like, him about just equity and about investing.
Credit. Like, help. I don't know. I don't want to see that.
But then I also thought that you could go to him like as a man and just be like, because I feel like he would be responsive to that. You could say, look, as a man.
Why you do Beyonce like that?
Why did you?
That is the thing. So like, I don't know just with the amount of money and power, I would be like directly, why did you cheat? Why did you do that? But why you do Beyonce like that is my forceful bruh. Beyonce? Like why? Like what are we doing? I just want to point out two things. One, Tracy, you mentioned you would ask that because you just want to know for you. I also think it's a level of justice. The world needs to know.
Yes. Yeah. What about us? Y'all gonna pull us into y'all relationship and just like, you're not gonna update us?
Something I've wondered. I actually think I would love for somebody to do this. Maybe because I'm putting this out here now, like, it's not going to happen. But, like, I have had this dream of a long con where, like, somebody becomes an incredibly decorated, beautifully rewarded, really talented and trusted music journalist, gets to the height of their career, gets the opportunity to interview Jay-Z and just throws it all away immediately by being like, why did you cheat on Beyonce? Like, Jay-Z thinks he's going to have a little sit, like a Dean Baquet sit down like he did with the New York Times. They can talk about therapy. No, like at that level, like a Pulitzer level.
We need to find everybody that's like getting ready to retire and be like, how you want,
let's go out. I just need to be like, are you Hive? I want somebody to do that. Like, to like basically get to the height of your career and then just basically come out as a member of the Beehive and just be like, actually, you've been punked. I'm a member of the Beehive. Why the fuck did you cheat on Beyonce?
We need to start pooling our coins for the GoFundMe because that person deserves support and they're going to need it, you know?
But you know what, though? I also think you could mobilize. I mean, honestly, we'll you might be able to mobilize the Navy. You might be able to get the Rihanna Navy, honestly.
Final total. I'm giving that one to Brittany and Eric.
Shocking.
Final total.
Camille, you know, I'm not. I just got to say, we didn't ask you to do that, but I'm so happy you did.
We also, for the record, this is the question. Actually, we talked about this beforehand. Eric was like, this is going to be too hard. I don't know this answer about you. I don't think you know this answer about me. I was like, I actually think that Tracy and Josh will know the other's answer. And I will say, you guys came frighteningly close.
Yeah.
Very close.
For what it's worth.
Very close.
And the whale thing was amazing.
I think so too. It's way more random. There are so many options. Everyone is with this one. It's like everybody wants to know why Jay-Z did Beyonce wrong. Out of all of the things on God's green earth, God put two of them on an arc, two by two. We zeroed in on one. I think that's really impressive. I'm just saying
that it is impressive. I will honor that. I will honor that. I hear you. But I'm also still going to take this one extra point.
What did we win?
The glory.
That's fine.
And I think the opportunity, you know what? I would say I'll give it to you there. It was close. It feels like we will need an eventual rematch.
We will need an eventual rematch.
Anytime. Anytime.
My last small point is my second question. I wrote it at the bottom. Was, did it hurt when Solange did you like that? I am curious about that. I am very curious about that too. So anyway, talking about pop culture stuff, it reminds me so much of why it is a bomb to listen to Back Issue. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been awesome to do this. We would not want to do a team up with any other duo.
Absolutely. This was so much fun. And even though y'all cheat at games, we are always so honored to be in your presence.
Always. I resent that.
Those are really good questions, though. I will say very
And
good.
It just gets me excited for like when we can do this in person.
Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
I want a game night. Like,
we always keep playing these games, but never in person.
It's time. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
It's time.
Tell the people where they can find you and your work.
You can find me on the socials at Broken Milk Poverty.
You can follow me at Regarding Josh, and you can follow the show Back Issue on Instagram at Back Issue Podcast. We just wrapped season 2. Woo! The last episode was us investigating the history of our love of the booty.
Culturally, not just me and Josh's love, like personal love of the booty. That's on a different show.
Talk to the GOAT and Nikki Giovanni on it. It was amazing. Insane.
Yes. Again, just thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all.
It was such a pleasure to have y'all on. It was really nice We had always dreamed of playing the Newlywed Game with you guys, and now it actually has happened. Like, seriously, we've been talking about this for so long.
And I really do think that, like, when we have a moment where it feels safe, we should do a live show that's a game night.
That would be
I really think that's so like such a good idea.
Absolutely. Live game night. Shit.
I'm with it.
100%.
That is an amazing idea.
For Colored Nerds was created by me, Brittany Luce, and Eric Eddings. It's supported by a production team at Stitcher, including producers Alexis Williams, Willis Arnold, and executive producer Camille Stanley. Casey Holford is our technical director, and Peter Clowney is head of content. Our theme music is by Willie Green. We love hearing from listeners, so please connect with us and tell us what you thought of this episode. You can reach us on Twitter and Instagram at For Colored Nerds, and never miss an episode by following us on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.